In the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres, the hermit has his first bilocation through time and space. In his mind's eye, the hermit was transported into the past, back to the year 1598. He was standing at the confluence of the Rio Chama and the Rio San Juan. He watched as a troop of mounted men suddenly got off their horses and began to strip off their shirts. With some whips that they had been handed by an indigo-clad Franciscan monk, they began to flagellate themselves. As they did so, the monk sang a tortured song about the Passion of Jesus Christ. Don Juan de Oñate himself was participating in the flagellation. The holy hermit then saw himself transported to another place. He was at a great palace in Spain, standing behind the throne of King Philip IV. A monk named Fray Alonso de Benavides was kneeling in front of him, giving the king a report on the state of the blood rites in the territory of New Mexico. The king listened carefully and then set his seal upon the parchment of the report and dated it 1630. The mind of the holy hermit was in a whirl as he sped through time and space back into New Mexico. He watched the reconquest of the territory taking place and being claimed again for Spain by Don Diego de Vargas, Zapata Luján, Ponce de León y Contreras. He watched as Don Diego gave his support for the founding of the Third Order of St. Francis and that of the Carmelite nuns. The hermit continued going into another time zone. He found himself in the year 1817. But suddenly, something arrested his flight through time. He was in a somber chapel somewhere near Santa Fe. There were some lit candles shedding a soft glow upon a smallish altar and casting long shadows elsewhere. The holy hermit peered closer and saw some human skulls on top of the altar. As he was wondering about the meaning of the human skulls, he saw an official named Juan Bautista Ladrón del Niño Guevara shuffle into the chapel. He was followed by two other men who had come as witnesses. In a loud and echoing voice, Juan Bautista ordered the skulls to be taken from the altar and verbally scolded the brothers of the Third Order. He decreed the chapel null and he ordered it closed. The brothers were forced to move their secret rites into another place away from the church, and they built their own moradas in secret. Not satisfied with having caused a split between the established Catholic Church and those who formed its congregation, Juan Bautista Ladrón then sent a scathing letter to Bishop Juan Francisco Márquez de Castañeda back in Durango. He, in turn, sent a report on what he called the deplorable state of religion in New Mexico back to the courts of Spain. Suddenly, El Santo Oficio, or the Holy Office of the Inquisition, got interested in the strange doings in New Mexico, and the brothers were driven underground for 100 years. The holy hermit opened his eyes slightly to another period in time. He was in a place called Santa Cruz de la Cañada, where he saw some men seeking direction. They were in an uproar because they had just been informed that the newly appointed Bishop of Durango, Don Juan Laureano Subiria, had just issued an order condemning their religious practices. The brothers of the Third Order found themselves at a loss. They looked to each other for support, but each was afraid to challenge the ruling of the bishop. They needed a spiritual head to help them. As the hermit started coming out of his vision, he could see the face of a person coming toward him. The man who was approaching was interrupted in his stride by another who came up to him and went low on bended knee. He was saying, "Por el amor de Dios, vuestra merced," that is, "for the love of God, your worship, I have been sent from the valley of Chimayo to ask you if you would consent to become the spiritual head of the brotherhood. Be our spiritual guide and counselor, Padre Martinez." His mention of the name startled the holy hermit, who opened his eyes wide and stared past the shadows. The vision vanished, and he was sitting in the old house with Padre Vergara once again. There was another person who had walked into the room. Padre Vergara looked up at him absent-mindedly and he said, "Ah, Giovanni, here's the man you have been asking about. I want you to meet Padre Jose Antonio Martinez of Taos."
You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.